Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Emirates has suspended outbound flights from the United Kingdom. Now, Australians stranded in Europe are facing yet another hurdle to return home. Visitors arriving from the United Arab Emirates, Burundi and Rwanda are banned from entering the UK from Saturday. The British government is taking urgent action to prevent the spread of a highly contagious COVID-19 variant, first identified in South Africa. Labor Senator Penny Wong says the new flight ban could affect many of the 37,000 Australians stranded overseas. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the federal government should take greater responsibility for international quarantine. In a statement posted on Twitter, Ms. Palaszczuk says federal funding is needed to prevent infectious overseas variants from getting into the community. She says hotel quarantine has been effective so far in Queensland, but a national quarantine plan is now needed.
We are not out of the woods. We do not know how long this global pandemic will continue, and we are seeing alarming rates overseas. And we will continue to be vigilant.
Meanwhile, the ACT has followed Queensland and South Australia in announcing it will be open to people from Sydney. From 3 p.m. today, people who have recently been in the Cumberland local government area will be allowed to travel to the ACT without quarantine. There are fresh concerns about Australia's vaccination program. Last night, Germany said it won't give the AstraZeneca vaccine to people aged over 65. Germany's vaccine committee says there is not enough evidence to approve the vaccine for older people, but British regulators say the drug is safe. Australian authorities are yet to approve the AstraZeneca vaccine, but has ordered more than 50 million doses of the vaccine to be produced in Melbourne. Victoria Police are asking the driver and passenger involved in an incident yesterday to turn themselves in. Pedestrians saw the car driving erratically in Melbourne's Bourke Street Mall and called police. They feared a repeat of the deadly Bourke Street Mall rampage in 2017. The driver of a green Mitsubishi Lancer ignored police directives to stop and escaped at high speed. Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius says police first thought it was an attack.
As the scene unfolded, from the point where the vehicle's done the U-turn and headed back up the mall, our members have formed the view that in fact this wasn't a hostile vehicle attack, it was in fact an evade. This was a driver of a vehicle that was trying to get away from us.
There were no reports of injuries from the incident. Mr. Cornelius says the bollards installed after the 2017 attack protected pedestrians. The South African military has changed its dress policy to allow Muslim women to wear headscarves as part of their uniform. Major Fatima Isaacs was criminally charged in June 2018 with willful defiance and failing to obey lawful instructions after her boss asked her to remove her headscarf when in uniform. The charges were withdrawn last year in January after the case was heard in a military court. In sport, world number one Ash Barty is offering no guarantees about returning to tennis beyond the Australian summer. Barty says she hopes Friday night's comeback match in Adelaide marks the start of a long season ahead. But she hasn't committed to a schedule beyond the Australian Open. Barty hasn't played since last February. She chose not to leave Australia during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.